I think there are many applications for AI right across the economy. One of the things that you could do with AI, for instance, is get earlier warning of when water levels are rising. So it's able to predict when flood is coming, and you can give people earlier warning about what's going to happen. I'm in the control room here of the Ipswich tidal barrier, and the earlier warning that we can give to people who may be at risk from any flooding, the better prepared they can be to avoid any of the damage that might be caused by it.
There has been significant underfunding in this area for years. So will you always be playing catch-up?
You're right to say there's been significant underfunding, because our flood defences are today in the worst state on record. And on the part of the previous government, I believe that was a dereliction of duty, because it's left many, many people at risk of flooding. And one in six people across our country watching this show live in a home that's at risk of flooding. So what this government is doing and what I'm announcing today is an increase in funding of over 25% to protect homes, businesses, communities from flooding. We're increasing funding to £2.65 billion over the next 2 years. That means funding new defences, such as the one being planned for Derby City Centre that I visited last year, but also more for maintaining current flood defences that are in such a terrible state of disrepair.